You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Well, hey, everyone. Bing is for doing, and we're doing another America's Next Top Model British Invasion After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're in episode 9, and I'm your host, Jackie Moran, breaking it down from New York for y'all. I said y'all in honor of Brittany Brower, who unfortunately can't be with us tonight because she is a jet setter, and she is jetting off to Las Vegas to celebrate a huge birthday, so we actually have to give her a major birthday shout-out. Be sure to tweet Brittany Brower your... Yes, I love it. Be sure to tweet her your happy birthday wishes at Brittany Brower on Twitter. I'm sure she'll love it from all the fans. But I couldn't let a week go by without talking about this big episode last night. The girls going off to China, you know, when there's travel, there's catfights, there's issues, there's breakdowns, and we're going to break it all down right now, and hopefully we'll get some special guests for you back next week. But be sure, if you haven't done it yet, guys, before we start talking about last night's episode, be sure to check out our exclusive interviews from the last few weeks on AfterBuzzTV.com and on iTunes. We've had the executive producer of the show, Ken Mock. We've had Lisa D'Amato, the winner of All Stars. We've had Asmarie from this season calling into our show. So if you haven't checked out those exclusive interviews yet, what are you waiting for? There's so much content in there that you won't get anywhere else. And as you do that, be sure to rate us on iTunes. Tell us what you think. We're never afraid to tell you what we think. We want your comments. Be sure to do that on iTunes because we need your comments to keep going here. That's all we ask from you, to keep bringing this exclusive content. So tell your friends, get on iTunes and comment what you think of the show, the good, bad, the ugly. We want to hear it all. So as we let you do that, we're going to get into episode 9. The girls are off to Macau, and I kind of love how Nigel comes in to announce it with the huge fortune cookies. It was almost like I was waiting for him to do like a cheesy proposal with that, but definitely a good way to introduce the girls setting off to China. And I think that we were saying last week this is a really good place for the girls to go because it's kind of neutral, being that you have the British gals, the American gals. Where's a place that nobody's going to have the advantage? I think China was a great choice for this season's jet set portion of the season. And I love the culture. I love seeing a different side of things. We've seen so many usual places like Milan, like Greece, places that you know models go, but there's so many places that models travel these days, China being another market. There's always fresh markets for models these days, and so they're showing that side of the business, which I think is great. And I thought it was so interesting to watch them arrive in China at the MGM hotel with the shimmy shaking showdown going on. Had me hysterical laughing as a model, formerly Project Runway model and so much more, and I'm sure Brittany would attest to this. I don't necessarily know if that's how you'd be greeted for all the real models in the business traveling to China these days. I don't know if they'd be greeted with such a show, but of course, I love it for entertainment value, always fun. And the girls have a blast checking out their new digs, jumping up and down on the bed. I don't mind that stuff. My boyfriend was sitting there watching it with me, and he was like, "Are you kidding me right now?" he like could not handle the craziness going on with these girls. But that's girls for you. I didn't mind it. I'd love to know what you think about it. If you think the cat fights and all the high school moments in the beginning of the show, what you thought of it. Since I have nobody to chime in with me tonight, my producer and engineer, Marissa, wants to keep quiet. I would love anybody, all you fans out there, 424-256-1729, definitely call me and tell me what you're thinking. I want to hear your opinions. But, you know, we had so this big show greeting everybody, and then perhaps one of the funniest challenges of the season for me was this Chinese astrology challenge, because we've talked about this and we didn't get a chance to ask Ken Mock, the executive producer, about this one, but there have been some really funny challenges this season. Not necessarily pertinent to modeling in the real world, but definitely entertaining. I think this Chinese astrologer really took it to a whole new level, because all the girls sitting down sort of using him as a fortune teller of their lives. I mean, I'm going to be a little bit of a critic here and say that I wonder if producers gave him information beforehand, because there's a lot of people who are critical of fortune tellers out there and that whole kind of world of astrology and whether or not they believe it. I do tend to believe in that stuff, but with this astrologer, him kind of knowing certain things and having the girls ask him questions about their future and him kind of always telling them what they wanted to hear, I don't know if I bought this one that much. I did enjoy watching it, but I'm not really buying the astrologer on this challenge. If you guys have any thoughts on that, please tweet me at Jackie Moran, AfterBuzz TV. Call us. I want to hear about your thoughts, because I thought this was hilarious. The girls are like, you know, oh, will my life get better? And he's like, yes, I do believe it will. It's kind of like one of those radio astrologers where they just kind of say anything to please you. That's kind of the vibe I was getting here. But that being said, they did have a moment where we did get to know these girls. Being that it's the final six now, we did get to know these girls a little bit better. We're starting to hear more and more and more about backgrounds. And it came out even before this challenge, in the beginning, opening scenes of this show and throughout this challenge, we're starting to see more about what these girls are about, not just how they do on the set, on photo shoots. We're hearing that Ebony, you know, she gave up a full ride to a full scholarship coming from a horrible background. She said she only had her grandmother, and then working hard, getting a scholarship and turning it down to be a model. It makes me wonder if that's such a smart choice. We saw this on so many modeling shows, especially when I covered E! Scouted as well. Are these girls, is taking the chance always the right choice? When you have a full ride scholarship like that, seeing how Ebony's doing in this competition so far, I kind of hear that, and I kind of wonder if that's the best choice for her, giving up a full scholarship. You know, hopefully she has the drive to continue to fix herself and work on her modeling skills if she really does want to achieve that. But boy, is that a risk to give up a full scholarship to do this. Of course, being on one of America's biggest shows, that's a huge get, but a lot of models tend to have trouble making it in the real world after this show, and when I hear that about someone like Ebony, I get a little worried, but that's very interesting to hear. We hear about Sophie, who's had no support from her parents. She may not have had such hardships as some of these other girls, but you know what? She was saying she was waitressing, always working for herself, getting herself to where she got so far. We know she has a great agency already in the UK, being Storm Model Management, a great agency. She's already a great model. I like to hear that she's working just as hard in her own way to achieve everything she's getting. We're hearing about Laura's family, that her parents were alcoholics, having, you know, to be the parent in that relationship, wanting to succeed for these reasons. I like hearing all this. It makes you connect to these contestants. It definitely gives you a fuller picture of these girls that we're watching every week. And you kind of see all the high school stuff and the silly moments, and you're judging them on that. But then you hear that these are real people going through real things. And that's definitely eye-opening for me as a viewer watching these models. It makes me root for them. I've always been a little bit back and forth about Laura's personality, and as I hear her story, obviously it makes you feel for her. It makes you want her to succeed. So I kind of take that in stride now, knowing more and more about her background. It kind of changes the way you look at her when she does a couple of maybe off-color things throughout this episode. I said she was a little catty last week in the opening with Kyle. But you know what? You hear these things, it makes you look at it with a different light. So that being said, Laura, as much as I just complimented her in a way and that it opened my eyes to her, I'm going to have to give her a little bit of a hard time with this challenge, because we'll get into the fact that after the crazy astrology moment, they had to rush to a table filled with accessories, makeup, and fabric, and basically had to create a new aura. What does that even mean? Please, somebody tweet me and tell me what this means, how in 10 minutes you're going to create a new aura based on a table of makeup, accessories, and fabric. I feel bad for these girls because I'm not necessarily sure what I would do with that information. Basically, you have to channel either metal, fire, wood, earth, or water with these clothing and accessories, and you have 10 minutes to become a completely new person with a new aura. So I'm not sure how you even take a challenge like that, but apparently Laura did pretty well with it by going, I think this was a smart choice, by going completely simple, sticking with who you are. It may not necessarily have reflected the challenge criteria as much, but the reason I think she won is because, as she said, my life has a lot of chaos, and I need to be in something comfortable that doesn't take effort. That's actually very telling of a model's life, believe it or not. Models dress very simple, a little bit of background info here, because you're constantly running, you're constantly traveling, you're constantly running from shoot to shoot, job to job. You actually do need to be in simpler, chic things that don't take a lot of effort. So that was really good on Laura's part. She did win this challenge. She chose a simple black wrap, and that's it. I mean, she didn't do that much, but I think sometimes less is more, and I do agree on that point. But I have to say, I don't know if I would have chosen her as the winner myself. Personally, I think Annalise, who we're learning more about too, she already has her own radio show, and you wouldn't be surprised based on her personality. But I think Annalise did the most work with what she had on the table. I think she created the most exciting outfit. She had that beautiful green sort of aqua wrap with a skirt. And I think she actually looked the most stylish to me. So in my opinion, I think she should have won the challenge. But Laura did win. I think Laura did a good job as well. I'd love to know if you agree on that one, if anybody out there thinks Annalise should have won like I do. I know who shouldn't have won, and even though I love her and I think she's such a strong competitor, I think Sophie, unfortunately, tried to bring out fire, but she basically looked like a cheesy fortune teller at that exact moment. But even that outfit Sophie can pull off because she's just gorgeous. She's a great model. And we have some news and gossip on where Sophie's whereabouts have been lately, and it involves a celebrity. So be sure to stay tuned for some news and gossip. And speaking of news and gossip, a couple of our top model favorites are expecting. So if you haven't heard the news on that one yet, I'll be sharing that very shortly. But Sophie was my funniest, back to the challenge, definitely my funniest look, if not Catherine, but it wasn't as funny as it was just sad. She looked like a complete mess. Green lipstick? Catherine, oh my gosh, what are you thinking with green lipstick? Even the male astrologer noticed that one. So Sophie stood out. I thought it was kind of funky, kind of funny, not necessarily my taste. Catherine, almost channeling the rest of this episode and her fate with this opening challenge. She is not doing the best in this competition, and it showed starting here, and her downfall just kept on coming. So if there was going to be a loser on this challenge, it would have to be Catherine. And as we know, as we get to the photo shoot in a little bit, she's a loser in a couple of ways. Doesn't mean I think she's not a nice girl. I think she has moments, but we'll definitely get to more about Catherine the poor misguided Catherine, who seems so sweet and likable too, so it makes you feel bad. But definitely a mess on this challenge. And when Laura won, I have to bring up something about Laura, even though I feel bad for her and her background. What did you guys out there, all you super fans, what did you think about this Ebony versus Laura battle? Because there's only two Americans left, and that's Ebony and Laura. They don't get along. I don't know if it necessarily matters at this point because we're now down to, like, the final handful. But they don't get along. Laura is trashing Ebony in the beginning of this episode, telling her she thinks she's conceited or vain or whatnot. You know, basically saying that she thinks she should have went home over Simone. These are some strong words to Ebony from Laura. Personally, I didn't like that coming from Laura. I thought that was a little harsh. Not unexpected at this point in the show, though. But then my problem with it isn't just that opening scene, but the fact that after she wins, she gets to take somebody to the spa, and being that Ebony's her only other team member, she gets to take Ebony. She embraces her like they're besties, like they're best friends. And all the girls noticed it. They're like, Laura's being completely fake right now. I didn't appreciate that. If you're going to be tough and you're going to be direct with somebody, then stick with it. I don't understand why all of a sudden she totally embraced her like they were friends and totally went back on how harsh she was being in the beginning of this episode. Granted, the spa session itself was very awkward, and, you know, they weren't really faking too much there because they had, it seemed like they had nothing to say to each other. Good thing you don't have to talk much in a spa. But I definitely did not like that moment with Laura where she was so fake with Ebony. If you're going to be fake, if you're going to be say that you're direct with people, don't be fake. It was a big contradiction on my part, and I didn't like that. But, you know, there tends to be catfights on this show. We also saw Alicia and Sophie get a little bit tough with each other, more Alicia with Sophie taking her stuff and things like that. I don't know. Sophie definitely, I think she gets away with a lot in that house. I think the girls, they could definitely be harder on Sophie, I think, she's so likable, Sophie, so listen, I'm never going to hate on Sophie. I think she's great. And Alicia was another one in hot water this week, so we're going to have to get to this photo shoot, I think, which I said was going to turn into Fear Factor, and it granted, when you see silkworms in a prediction episode, you know, last week, and you see there's going to be silkworms, you think it's going to be totally disgusting. I have to say, when we got to the photo shoot, I was surprised that the silkworms being part of the challenge wasn't as gross as I thought it was going to be. And I'm curious to know if you guys thought, how bad was it really? Because I thought the girls would freak out more. I thought it'd be much more drama surrounding this part of the episode, but it really wasn't. I think the biggest drama was Ebony and Laura at this point. The girls handled it very well, and I think the gowns were gorgeous. Tell me if you agree with me on that. Barney Chang, I'm not surprised he's noted in Fortune. He's definitely a very talented designer. I was happy to learn more about him on this episode. And before we get into the details, and I know we have photos to show, I know Marissa's going to be ready in that booth with some photos to show all of you watching on the internet right now. But before we do get into that first photo and the challenge and the judging, I do want to talk about something. Last week we had the big news of Miss J. Manuel, and of course Nigel Barker, our noted fashion photographer of the show. We had the big news break that they're all not going to be back next season. We had our executive producer, Ken Mock, give us some exclusive reaction and details on that. As I said, be sure to check out that episode from last week. Big exclusive interview. But that being said, this was the first episode where it really hit me that these guys aren't going to be there anymore. And as I watched this week's photo shoot, it really made me think, I really truly will miss J. Manuel because I think he's a really good coach. I know we said it might be fun to change it up, and, you know, I was calling for, like, a model maybe like Coco Rochat or someone who's really in the business and has done this, I think it would be great to bring somebody on and new fresh faces on. But at the same time, did this happen to anybody else last night? I got a little nostalgic, and it made me really think about the fact that these guys aren't going to come back, and I really felt bad. I think that J. Manuel is, you know, more than anybody on the show, quite often, obviously, Nigel's always in the judging panel, but Jay really makes those photo shoots happen, and he really guides these girls, and he knows what he's doing. I think he's really good at what he does. So that being said, we will miss you, J. Manuel. I think you really do bring something great to the show, and of course, change is always good for everybody. I think change will be good for Jay. I think change will be good for the show, but I couldn't let this episode go by without mentioning that, because it was the first time I really watched and thought about him not being part of next season. So it kind of hit me, and I want to know if it hit any of you at home. But that being said, I want to get into this photo shoot. Tons of interesting content here, some good, some beautiful, some ugly. And the winner of this challenge, no surprise, Laura. It was her night. She had a successful challenge. She had a successful photo shoot. She was obviously embracing silkworms and really good sex, apparently. And let's look at that first photo of Laura. She was the winner of this challenge again. I'm not sure if I would go with her or the runner-up once again, Annalise, who we'll get to after this. But Laura, for me, and if we could show that photo, I think this was one of her best photos because she wasn't doing her usual upside-down contortionist act, which they got on her a little bit for. I think she transformed. I think this wig was stunning. And actually, I think it was Kelly Catrone. I agree with her. Why do we have you as a blonde? Because she looks stunning with this hair, with this wig, that I almost think she should change her look when she gets into the real world of modeling post-show, because I think this is much more unique. I don't think there's many girls out there with this short jet black hair with her pale skin tone. I really think, Laura, if you're listening, you should listen to Kelly Catrone here and go with this look. I really think this will work for you. The judges, obviously, she had Nigel giving his best "I'm scared" impression. He was like, "You weren't scared, you were scared." I don't know what that necessarily means, but apparently it was a different kind of scared, and it was a good thing. The judges loved it. I do think it was like she was more caught in a moment, caught in a whimsical, natural state of whatever she was feeling. They were really getting on the girls with this photo shoot about evoking the feelings they were evoking, and I definitely do think Laura did a great job. The dress looks fantastic. She doesn't overtake the dress, but the dress doesn't overtake her. So that combination is definitely a successful shoot. It embodies the background very well. The whole feeling style, everything about it really does work for Laura. So big props to her for that. I do think she deserved the win, but I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth because I think the runner-up, Annalise, also did a great job. And I kind of have a soft spot for Annalise because I see her multi-talented background. Now that we know she has a radio show, I'm not surprised. They keep saying that she should be more of a presenter, more of a TV host, but I kind of feel for Annalise because she also is a great model. She showed during the photo, this photo shoot, that she has the high fashion in her. She shows during the runway challenges that she has a walk to her. She was chosen to open certain shows, so she has the talent of walking. I think there's a lot of talent in Annalise, and not just in hosting and presenting, but in modeling, and I don't think the judges are giving her enough credit. I think Kelly Catrone, the one thing I'll disagree with Kelly Catrone on, is that she thinks she should be a presenter and not a model. But the thing is she could be both, and I think she should be both. And I definitely get what Kelly Catrone is saying. She's someone who's in the high fashion business, and she really wants those girls like Sophie or some more, you know, maybe awkward, interesting girls. But I don't think we should take away from Annalise how talented she is as a model. This is a great shoot. If you're looking at it on the web, if you're looking at it on AfterBuzzTV.com, or whether you're listening on iTunes, you know what Annalise's photo looked like. And I think that body shape, the hand, sometimes you can't explain where you go with your movements as a model if you're feeling it. Yes, she felt like putting her hand on her head. I don't think there has to be a huge story behind it for it to be a great photo, and I think this is a great photo. We look for, as Tyra said, as a model, you have to sell the dress, you have to also look great. And, you know, it's about selling something, but also being a great model. And I think she's doing all of those things. I think she deserved runner-up, if not winner of this competition. So I think everything about this, the styling, the coloring, the feeling, also right on par with Laura. Great shoot. I think Annalise, along with Sophie, are one of my favorites of the competition because she can do so much. I think she has a bright future in, you know, as they say, it's about branding now. You have to be able to do more than one thing. And so I think they're kind of hating on Annalise for that, yet I think it's her biggest attribute and her best quality that she can be commercial, that she can talk, she can host, and yet still walk and be a high fashion model. So I think she has it all going for her. I don't think that should be a negative. So that's kind of my take on Annalise. Love to know what you think, who you think should have won this challenge. Now, of course, Sophie comes in third. Not a surprise. No matter how this girl does, she's always at the top of the pack because she's a great model. We said this last week, and we'll say it again. She has a great agency in the UK. She's a great model. She has a great look and a great body, and she knows how to sell it. They kind of got on her as well for not bringing the best facial as a model, but at the end of the day, as Tyra said, some of the other girls couldn't sell the dress, and here Sophie is. Whether you think she looked like an actress or didn't look high fashion, or I don't know how Sophie doesn't look high fashion, to be honest. I think she always does, but they were calling her out for not necessarily looking as high fashion as she could be or not evoking the right feeling with her face. I'm sorry, but you want to buy this dress. You look at this dress, you see couture. It does the dress total justice. Her body shape is fantastic. She's rocking the wig. Her facial structure looks amazing. With that background, boom, I could see that in the magazine as an ad. And that's what you look for in a photo. She's doing all of that. I think they're critiquing her a little tougher than maybe some of the other girls because she is so good. So I think I get that. But again, Sophie has another great picture. May not be her best. It may not be Sophie's week with her fortune teller getup, which was really pretty funny. But she pulls it off, and she really pulls off this photo shoot. Again, this is a model that can work in the industry because even maybe not her best shoot, you're going to have hundreds of shoots in a year. And to still have a great shoot in comparison to some of the other girls, again, just goes to speak why she should continue to work in the industry and have a great modeling career. Props to Sophie. And by the way, she tweeted that she was listening to us last week and how surreal it was for her. Well, Sophie, if you're listening, we can't say enough good things about you. You are a great model. We love you. We'd love to have you join in on the show one week before this season is out. So call us anytime, 424-256-1729. Tweet at us, definitely retweet the show. We appreciate you listening to us, and we love what you're bringing us on this season. Definitely one of the top contenders. We're rooting for you, and keep on listening and keep on doing a great job. I can't wait to see what continues to happen with Sophie on this season. But now we're going to have to sort of change tunes with our final three girls, with Ebony, Alicia, and Catherine. All interchangeable for me as to who could have gone home this week, because out of the three of them, I don't think anybody had a stronger picture than the other in different ways. Each of these pictures for me were equally weak. We'll start by talking about Ebony, who is somebody in past weeks I've said that I think she could be one of the biggest contenders because she does have the elements. She has a beautiful face. She has a beautiful body. She has all the right makings to be a great model. As we saw in the beginning of this episode, she gave up a full ride scholarship to be a model. So you can tell she wants it. The problem is she doesn't know how to bring it as a model. And I don't know. I have to say, I've seen enough girls in the industry. You either have it in you or you don't. And I'm starting to really worry that I'm hoping she does maybe go back to school or really, really has to explore this industry and really learn a few things because she doesn't bring it on camera. She's so beautiful. Ebony, if you're listening, don't get me wrong. You are so beautiful. I do think you have what it takes to make it. I'm sure a lot of Ebony fans out there would agree. But I have to agree with Tyra. She did not work her angles. She did not show her elongate her neck, which is one of the most important things to do as a model, especially a couture photo shoot like this with a couture gown with a top designer. You have to do the dress justice. I think it was interesting that they called this the best fashion shot. I don't agree with that at all. I really don't see this as a great fashion shot at all because of what Tyra called out. And I'm really glad Tyra did call out those things. It's supposed to be constructive criticism, and I do hope it's not always constructive, but Tyra's call outs were, in this case, very constructive that Ebony should really take note and listen to. Her angles in this dress look awkward. Everything about this looks awkward. I know high fashion, sometimes the theme these days is to be awkward with your positioning and your posing, but it's not working here. This is just awkward, awkward. It's not like high fashion awkward for me. But if you disagree, hey, I want you guys to tell me out there. Comment on iTunes. Tell us what you think. I really want to hear your opinions. You don't have to agree with me. We're all in this world together, and we can all have our own opinions. But I don't think that the judges were right on that. I don't think it was one of the best fashion shots. I think it was a weak shot, and Tyra really called it right on. So, again, I really want Ebony to be a great model, but she's not showing it now. Maybe she's going to grow in the real world. I really hope she does, as she took a major risk, we learned, by giving up that scholarship. But let's see. Let's see what happens. She's obviously safe. She has a chance to make it up and keep growing. We'll see what happens. You never know. But right now, Ebony has a lot of great groundwork to work off of. She's just not working it, if that makes sense to all of you out there. But let me take a moment before we get to our bottom two photos to tell you that as you're looking at these gorgeous gowns, I'm sure you're tempted to want to shop, which anything pretty much prompts me to want to shop. So if you are going to do some shopping, be sure to make your Amazon purchases because let's face it, that's the best place to shop. They have everything. As you're watching the show here on AfterBuzzTV.com, shop Amazon through us. You don't have to do anything extra except click on Amazon.com through AfterBuzz TV. No extra shipping costs, nothing. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here at AfterBuzz TV. It helps us bring you the exclusive content that we do and bring you all the opinions on your favorite shows. So all we need you to do is when you're shopping Amazon.com, do it through AfterBuzzTV.com. You'll see the banner right at the top corner of the website. And as you're watching your favorite America's Next Top Model after show, you can be shopping at the same time. So I know I'm going to do it. I'm always on planes back and forth. I'm, as you know, covering Dancing with the Stars with our own Maria Menounos live every week. So I don't have time to separate things in life. I have to do it all with one shot. So I go on AfterBuzz. I listen to my favorite shows. And then I make my Amazon.com purchases. So I hope you all can do that too. We thank you so much for that. But now let's get into our bottom two because, as I said, along with Ebony, these were all weak photos this week. And Alicia, another weak photo from Alicia. And they're basically telling her she had a good week here or there, but she's not bringing the high fashion that they think she can. And when do you get to a point where it's like, does she have the potential or does she not? Because she just doesn't know how to use it. The biggest problem with Alicia this week, as we look at her photo, is that, yes, her facial expression is okay. It could be a great shot for her book if that were a headshot and you just took the elbow up. But she's on the set to sell a dress. And as we said with Sophie, maybe it wasn't the best facial, but she sold that dress. Alicia, she's not selling this dress. This dress looks like a diaper. It looks like a big flop of fabric. And this gorgeous color with that beautiful purple flower, she could have worked this dress. Yes, there's a lot of fabric. It could pose challenges to newer models. And maybe there were better shots that we didn't get to see. But I'm looking at this shot as a model, and I'm telling you that no designer is going to look at this shot and say, wow, my dress looks great here. They would never approve this for a magazine editorial nor an ad for Barney Chang. So this, to me, is a big problem, and the judges all called that out. That's no surprise. They were right on with that. And the problem is Alicia is, again, not using all of her tools, not using her long, slim body, gorgeous body, by the way, not using her face right all the time. You know, they say she's one of the most high-fashion girls, but she's not showing it. I don't even know if I agree with that necessarily, that she's one of the most high-fashion girls, but she's definitely not showing it, and I do agree with that. I do think another potential model here, but if you don't bring it to the photo shoot, how is anybody ever going to see it? How is anybody ever going to book you on jobs? So Alicia, again, in a bit of trouble here, and I think she has a lot of drive behind her, and I think she seems like a really great person. So I do root for her. I do want her to do better. But right now, I think she was deservingly in that bottom two, and she was kind of just lucky that Catherine was really a mess this whole episode and kind of staved off elimination for another week. But I do think Alicia has some stuff to worry about with these coming weeks getting into the final five. And all you Alicia fans out there, be sure to defend her. Comment right back at me on iTunes. I want to hear what you have to say. But, you know, let's get to the girl eliminated, and that's Catherine this week. I have to say this was, for a girl who seems really nice, really sweet, very likable, this was, unfortunately, I have to agree with the judges, there was really not much positive in this photo. As Kelly Catrone said about Catherine's photo, it was almost like, tea please? Anyone want tea? You know, it doesn't say model. It doesn't say advertising. It really doesn't say anything great. It's really just an awkward photo. She had tons of emotion on set, no doubt. She broke down, but as they said, not necessarily in a good way because they couldn't get a shot out of her. Jay Manuel said she got on the set. She was stiff. She was frozen, wooden-like, and that's everything shows that they just said in this photo. It says all of those things. It says stiff, it reads wooden, it reads frozen. It actually reads emotionless to me. And the dress, it just doesn't look great. So there's really nothing that could have saved Catherine here. And I do feel bad. I think she's a definitely a class act. You don't see her getting into much trouble in the house. You know, she seems like a well-rounded person. But like Kelly Catrone called out, she doesn't have a great walk. And she has a high fashion look. And those two elements don't mix. And if you can't pull off a couture high fashion photo shoot, I think that's what did her in this week. Knowing the walk problem, knowing the fact that she can't pull off a high fashion couture photo shoot, that was enough to send her home. And I do have to say, I agree with the judges this week. I think it was the right choice. I do think Catherine should have went home. That's not to say I don't like her as a personality, but we'll have to see what happens with Catherine from here. I do wish her good luck, but I do think it was her time to go home. You're down to the final five now. You have to be strong in this competition. And Catherine, I have to say, was the weakest. So I do agree with the judges. I want to know what you guys think. If you agree, disagree, tweet us, rate us, tell us your thoughts. And don't forget to wish Brittany Brower a happy birthday out there, as that is why she couldn't be with us tonight. But I can promise you we're going to get some exclusive content continuing here, as we have for the past few weeks, on our AfterBuzz TV after shows for America's Next Top Model. But we all wish Catherine good luck. And before we get into some news and gossip and predictions, how about we go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with some really juicy gossip this week.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
All right, guys. Well, I am back with some news and gossip, and it's juicy this week. So let's get some of that going. Let's see here. Do we have our news and gossip music? I'm sorry, I didn't even give you a chance, Marissa.
It's rolling. Go ahead.
Okay, great. All right, so our news and gossip this week, we have two pregnancies to talk about, it looks like. We got some top model girls getting knocked up here. Let's see, Kyle Gober, we all know her from this season. The 20-year-old says that she is extremely happy about her pregnancy. She's 9 weeks pregnant. So congratulations is in order. She's now engaged to the baby's father, her boyfriend of 5 years. So, I wouldn't say that's necessarily a bad thing. She's happy. It won't stop her from modeling. She's despite what people may think, and I do think some rumors will fly and some things will be said, but she's actually even considering modeling while pregnant. So if she's happy and happy with her boyfriend, definitely congratulations to Kyle. I don't know if it's obviously the best thing if you're just starting out in modeling, but listen, a baby is a great thing, so congratulations to Kyle. I would love to know what you guys think about that, and I wish Brittany Brower were here to share some thoughts on that one. I feel like she definitely has some stuff to say there, and especially when it comes to this next story, because the other baby news is with Angelia Preston, that mysterious disqualification last season, which we did not get a chance to address with Ken Mock, as there was so much season 19 news going on, but we will try to get him back on the show. But Angelia is apparently more than 4 months pregnant, and a lot of people are suggesting that it's the pregnancy that might have gotten her disqualified from the show. And apparently she's working as a maternity model. On her Twitter, her bio reads, "For maternity modeling, please contact so-and-so. For commercial modeling, please contact so-so-so." And on her Facebook page, there is a picture of a sonogram with a very far along fetus. Now, that's not confirmed to be her own personal Facebook page, but apparently she's married to Eric Brown as of February 24th, which would, I guess, make him the father of the baby. And she has a profile photo showing her with a guy grinning and hugging her very pregnant belly. So congratulations, I guess, is in order as well to Angelia, but what do you guys think? Is that possibly the reason that she was disqualified? I don't know if the timing necessarily calls for that. I don't know if they can really disqualify her for that. I'm not sure of the rules, but we'll definitely have to ask Brittany Brower when she's back about this juicy story and see if she knows anything. And as well, maybe we can ask her if that would call for disqualification. As you know, reality stars have to sign big contracts and very well could be in there. I'm not very sure on that one, as I signed a different contract for a different reality show, Project Runway, but it very well could be in there. So we're going to find out more about this developing story, but definitely congratulations is in order for Angelia as well. Now, I had also mentioned that Sophie Sumner of this season, one of our favorites, was spotted out and about with some celebrities. And did you guys know that Emma Watson is apparently her buddy? They were at Coachella Music Festival together in California, most recently spotted. And, I have to say, guys, Coachella is a big thing, apparently. I fly in and out to do the Dancing with the Stars after show. And everybody who's anybody was at this Coachella Music Festival. So no surprise that Sophie was spotted there with her buddy, apparently, the Harry Potter actress, Emma Watson. And the reason they're friends, guys, is because she shared an apartment with her in 2009. And she also posed for Emma's ethical clothing line, People Tree, back in 2010. So they have some history going there. I think that's a cool friendship, Emma and Sophie, and we hope to see more of that and get some behind-the-scenes scoop on that. Hopefully Sophie will call in one of these weeks, if you're listening, and give us some scoop on that. It seems like two very nice gals hanging out, so that's cool. And finally, guys, CW, America's Next Top Model, they are obviously going to bring in fresh and new content for season 19 and 20, as our exclusive interview told us last week, but they're going to have some more competition. As you know, new modeling shows are always popping up, and the latest one is on Oxygen. They're hoping their new model series will give some competition. It's called The Face, and they were pretty smart here. They're bringing on Naomi Campbell as one of the three model coaches, and she's obviously 41 and one of the two other yet-to-be-announced coaches that will guide the contestants through weekly assignments in their quest to score a spokesmodel gig. So we're going to have to see how that show pans out, but that's called The Face, and that will be coming on Oxygen. Naomi Campbell is apparently confirmed to be part of that. And according to Oxygen, it's a fresh new series delivering elements that our audience craves, fashion, beauty, and drama. So Oxygen is looking for the next ideation in the modeling genre, and this project delivers it. So I'll be looking out for that one, Oxygen's The Face. But of course, we love our top model here, and we're going to get into some predictions now on next week's show.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
All right, cue creepy music. Of course, we can't get into predictions without it. But it looks like next week, guys, Laura and Ebony, the drama continues. Apparently, Ebony calls Laura out for sweeping her way to the top. Uh-oh, drama. Ken Mock, the executive producer, he called in last week. He promised us there would be more, and here it is. Looks like Laura is going to get tough on Ebony, and I'm not going to repeat the language, but that looks like it's promising to be some interesting drama to play out in Hong Kong. On top of it, there will be a photo shoot high in the sky, apparently. Now, I don't know how I do with the heights thing, but apparently they're going to be way up in the air and having to pose, another kind of fear factor vibe going on. But hey, you do the craziest things in the modeling world, and so I think that's very relevant and very telling of how these girls will handle the pressure. Maybe a little bit extreme, but I think it'll be a really interesting shoot. The girls are in Hong Kong, and Sophie, it looks like, will have the biggest issue dealing with this one from the previews as far as the photo shoot goes. I hope, if Sophie's listening, I guess it played out already, but I do hope that Sophie stays strong, because we do not want to lose you, Sophie, in this competition. We think you are fantastic, and I hope she powers through the challenge and stays strong, and I'm very curious to see what will happen with Laura and Ebony. The drama continues. It looks like Laura's going to get really harsh, but as I said, if she's going to be anything, I hope she stays direct and real about it. So we'll see how that one goes, but hopefully we'll have some special guests, maybe Brittany Brower back, to talk about it all next week. And as we asked you, just go to iTunes, rate us on there, shop on Amazon.com through our website, and we'll be continuing to bring you the most exclusive America's Next Top Model content out there with great celebrity interviews, great industry insider interviews, and, of course, hosts like our own Brittany Brower. So, again, big happy birthday shout-out to you, Brittany. Everybody tweet her your birthday thoughts, and we will bring you another exclusive after show next week. Until then, I'm Jackie Moran. Check me out on Twitter and JackieMoran.com, and we'll see you then.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.